The Fountainhead Antique Auto Museum in Fairbanks is a unique attraction in a frontier town better known for riverboats and snow machines. As KUAC volunteer producer Robert Hannon reports, the Car Museum's elegant collection provides a rich window into the birth and development of an American passion.
It's no secret, Americans love cars. We celebrate them in song. We give them star turns in movies like Bullet. We even send them soaring.
Pretty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, we love you.
Of course, long before the growling V8s or flights of fancy, the American car represented progress and ingenuity. That in part is clear from the collection on display at the Fountainhead Antique Auto Museum in Fairbanks. With nearly 80 models gleaming in a spacious showroom, the collection follows the automobile's explosive birth and evolution. Museum manager Willie Vinton explains the collection focuses on a short 40-year period. It allows the museum to showcase the engineering and design creativity brought to bear as manufacturers responded to an ever-expanding marketplace.
If you have a car that has a one-cylinder engine, they shake and vibrate terribly. And as they started building multiple cylinder engines, they were trying to improve on the quality of the car and try to get cars to where they were more than a toy.
Even today, Vinton says, the collection is more than a plaything. The museum's owner, Tim Cerny, wants to tell a story. And he succeeds, says Kes Woodward, a painter and art historian. He says the collection captures almost every major design introduction in the early automobile.
It's one of the ingenious things about this collection. We looked at one car that basically ran on purely on the fumes from the gas. There were steam-powered models, and there was an electric car ran as long on a charge as the very best models being made in 2011, 2012.
Woodward also likes the context the museum provides. Mounted on the walls hang huge historic photographs. They show early autos coping with Alaska, with the mud, the snow, and the rutted and makeshift roads that served the territory some 100 years ago. Also placed around the showroom are displays of vintage gowns and fashion wear dating from the same periods as the cars. They suggest a growing dialogue between fashion designers and those minds shaping the contours of the evolving automobile. That dialogue intrigues author Frank Sos. He's written about cars and how they inform ideas of beauty in the American imagination. He says, in every generation, many boys and young men first engage notions of line and color, form and function, by considering automobiles.
There's a suggestion that if you're an art critic, you tend to imprint on the art that impresses you first. And so I think that may be true. And for my dad, it was those cars. And for me, it was probably the cars of the 50s.
So says, by carefully tailoring its collection and providing an historical context, the Fountainhead Antique Auto Museum is more than eye candy for car buffs. It celebrates an integral part of our American culture. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.